It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Edwards guarded by Butler. Pinned to the left sideline. Gets Pajemski on a switch. Shot clock at 3. Edwards holds him off. Contested 3 on the way. Wow. Good. Right over the top of Pajemski. Cuts the Warrior lead at half. What a shot. 75-72.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. It was a big shot because the Warriors had bumped it to 6.
Man.
And the shot clock was running down. And the thing about Edwards is he can just elevate.
Yes, we saw.
And get it over you. Doesn't mean he's going to make it, but he can get a shot when he needs to. Game 4 tonight starts at 7 o'clock. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors and what they have to do to even this series. And I think it's as simple as they need to get more contributions from more players. They just have not had enough players play well in this series. And if it continues like it's been, I don't see how they can win on the back of just 2 or 3 players every night.
Yeah, and the makeup of this team, and I'm including the regular season, Stoney, if I were to not watch a game and just look at the box score of what I think was accomplished by all the players collectively, and you tell me Moses Moody played 3 minutes, I would tell you something's gone wrong. And he, like, that's a void to feel. We can sit up here and laugh and act like, oh, it's no big deal. Moody only got 3 minutes, but his role had been solidified. You could count on him, and you could also count on some production for Pods. Maybe you get that tonight. But, Stoney, I am startled through 3 games, even though I know, quote-unquote, they're babies and young in regard to playoff pedigree. I don't know if the Warriors got a backup, like a plan B to that, especially when you take the best player off the court.
Yeah, I just think the
offense is hard.
Well, exactly. You know why? Because the Minnesota Timberwolves, their athleticism allows them to pressure on the perimeter. Mm. And they've got Rudy Gobert back there, the guy everybody loves to make fun of. But the reality of the situation is, if a Jaden McDaniels or an Anthony Edwards or even a Naz Reid is guarding Pajemski on the perimeter, they are quick enough to keep him in front. And so he'll dribble while the shot clock's running down. But even if he can get by, there's nowhere to go because Gobert's just sitting there. And if Trayce Jackson-Davis isn't in the game, they don't have a lob threat.
Man.
But you know, you look at a guy like Anthony Edwards, I mean, that guy defends. At certain points, he really, really defends. And that's the other thing. They can switch everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Edwards has defended probably five guys in this series, including Jimmy Butler.
But that used to be our calling card, Snotty, switch everything.
Well, that was when you had length at every position. That's when you had incredible intelligence at every position. And you had some athletes in there, too. And that was, you know, that was 6-8 years ago.
Wow.
Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Great, man. Loving the show.
Thank you.
Hey, before I start, I'm going to drop a little bit of knowledge on you guys.
All right.
Guess how many players in playoff history have scored 30 points in a playoff game? 438 of the 4,500 players that have ever played in the playoffs has scored 30 points. That's 10% of players. So that's why it's really hard to score 30 points in a playoff game, and only the top players can do it. So that's why everybody's frustrated when Kuminga and Trayce Jackson are getting DMPs throughout the year. Here's the thing. Right now, your veterans, Kerr's refusal to trust young players and over-reliance on veterans is costing the team. Now you've got injured older players who needed less minutes throughout the whole season, and they're breaking down and burning out at the end of the year. And that's why everybody's frustrated when you look at a guy that can do what J.K. did and how unprepared he is now because he was not given the chance or the minutes throughout the season. And you can say the same thing with Trayce. Looney was terrible last game. The fouls that he made at the end of that game cost them dearly. And you can't tell me that Trayce Jackson getting more minutes throughout the year would have been better for the team, not only just for Trayce, but also for Looney, who probably would be a little bit fresher. Come on. It's so frustrating. That's all I got to say, man.
Thanks, man.
439 players now have scored 30 in NBA history in a playoff.
I mean, Joe, you're echoing a lot of people's frustration.
Yeah, right.
And
that's what it is. That's a great word.
Well, I think there's absolutely something to it. They did rely too much on the veterans in the regular season. And I think the way Steve Kerr looked at it is we're in 11th place. Now we got Jimmy Butler. We're one game under 500. And we got Jimmy Butler, and now we're starting to win. I've got to get Butler in here incorporated with Draymond and Steph. And it came at the expense of some of the younger players. But Butler got banged up, and Curry's out. And now the guys that, yeah, you know what? Like, in a perfect world, yes, the Warriors should have been load managing Curry, Draymond, and Butler all year, or at least since Butler got here. But they didn't have that. They didn't have that wiggle room. They didn't have, they had to make a run, and Kerr thought that was the best way to make it, I think.
And no excuses, Donnie, but I'll just say this because of how I'm feeling. When it's all said and done, and I know the first place you're running to, and you'll stay on the bullhorn, but the Jimmy injury, and he's playing, he's back, and Curry, that just knocked us out the box. You know what I mean? And it's like, are you shocked? Because I feel like but that's the reality. And we're scuffling. We're still in it. We're down one game, 2-1 in the series. But even when the Warriors scored every point of that 97, I sat there like, oh, my gosh, this is harder than a calculus exam. This offense to score, even like, that don't shock you at all, even Steph being out, even with Dre out there before he fouled out, how hard it is offensively?
That doesn't shock me one iota. Like, I get it, they're not Houston defensively, but Minnesota's still a really good, really good defensive team.
Well, they also, they struggle to score with Steph sometimes. I mean, so, right. Like, against Houston, they had, like, three games and they didn't break 100. But the Kuminga thing is kind of a conundrum, because I do agree with the caller. It's like, if this was there, there might have been some work he could have done to extract it. But the point, I think, watching these last two games, isn't that, couldn't you interpret it as evidence that that's actually why Kerr shouldn't have trusted the young players more? Like, these role players haven't given you much, if anything, so why would you lean more into them? Like, they scored, what, 24 points, non-Kuminga and Butler in Game 3? The rest of those guys.
Man.
Why is that evidence? And I can see how some people look at it and say, right, well, they should be ready. You know, there should be more given to them during the regular season. But I could also see the coaching staff saying, this is what we have to work with. I can't rely on that game to game. And it just feels like you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You are right, Evan, but wouldn't I say you're kind of damned when Kuminga's showing you, even without the work, that he's capable of this. So even on his worst day, you should have maybe just fed him, even if it's just scraps, predicated on if one of the guys goes down, he would be more polished and ready to do this and be consistent.
No, I agree. Kuminga's in kind of his own category.
The others, I'm shocked, though, Evan. I hear you. I'm shocked at Moody and Pods. Steiner, you guys could say, Goo, why are you? I am. Let's be honest. How many shows have we done, not saying, oh, they're all stars, where they helped you, Evan and Steiner, get to the sevens, to be like, it's not just okay to say, oh, it's their first, they're young. This fall off is hurting the team. Before their fall off.
And the veteran players have been hurt and not played up to their standards. At least Draymond Green hasn't. Listen, I'm kind of doing this just to mess around a little bit, but I mean, okay, the last two games for Kuminga.
No pressure.
I'm giving him credit.
Yeah.
But so Kuminga's last two games, if Kerr would have been playing him all year, could he have had two better games than the last two games he's played anyway?
I don't know.
Exactly. You know, so and I get it. This is gonna be on Steve Kerr's ledger. There's no doubt about it. Whether Kuminga stays or whether Kuminga goes, this is Kuminga and Kerr are going to be linked. And if Kuminga stays here and develops into a player after Steve Kerr leaves, that's one thing. If Kuminga goes somewhere else and flourishes, that's going to look bad. But if Kuminga goes somewhere and doesn't do well, that'll be the other part of the story. But right now, he's going to play, and he's going to play a lot tonight. And he's probably going to play a lot for the rest of the series. That doesn't make up for him not playing a lot after he came back from injury. But, I mean, he'll play tonight.
Ask me who my guy is tonight that I think has to ball out for them to win. And you tell me if shocking.
I'm Batman.
I mean, I think they need five guys, but go ahead.
A Draymond. What's he
got to do?
Just be available, one. Donnie, we need 12 to 13 points from him. I'll take 10 and just be that monster that he was in Game 7. Now, that again, pit bull versus pit bull. Shingun is not built like Randall. And, Donnie, I think Randall is just winning those battles of Draymond's probably saying to himself, damn, I'm tired of just, you know, messing with this bull in the China shop. But Dre's my guy, Donnie. He said, what's he got to do? One, be available. And two, he's got to score.
Well, this team has never scored, but for infrequent times.
He took four shots in 29 minutes, and I know he never kind of looks for a shot unless he's wide open, but maybe you call for him or set something up early just to see if you can get him going from deep, Donnie. We've seen him in his first two threes in games and get the place hype.
He's had two games in double figures, 2 out of 10. So every fifth game, he's going to score for you. Other than that, here are the numbers. 4 points, 8 points, 7 points, 6 points, 7 points, 8 points. And then he had 16 in game seven and 18 in game one. And he went right back to 9 and 2 points, respectively. You can't, like, when people say Draymond's got to score, it's kind of like, tell me how, other than he makes some threes tonight. Like, he's not going to score. He doesn't score unless he makes threes.
Let me ask you, feels okay, like. I'm looking at TJD, and I told you guys I was shocked that he was in the starting lineup. But Stein, he went 3 or 4 from the field, and there were times in that game where the Warriors' offense, it was just hard. But 3 or 4 from the field equates to 11 minutes. Did you see him getting taken advantage of to where he only played 11 minutes?
I didn't see him do anything in so incredible that he should have gotten more than 11. Mm. That's the way I would look at it.
He also played a lot less Gobert in game three. And it's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you guys thought about the end of the fourth quarter, but like Rudy wasn't on the floor much.
And that's funny you say that. And I should be better at my job. They had the numbers in this series of the Warriors, Minnesota's plus minus with Rudy. They're hammering the Warriors with Rudy off the floor, and the Warriors are winning when he's on there. So maybe they figured that out, Evan, and that's why we didn't see him.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they were hammering with Rudy off the floor.
Okay, because all
Minnesota.
I know is Gobert started game two.
And it went good.
Right. He was a plus 18, so.
And I know where to go get it because I heard it, but I'm going to get it for you.
But yeah, that's true. But they also won the game by 24. Yeah.
No. But what I'm saying is I'm surprised that after that short of a stretch where he was a plus 18, he could be
negative
minus for the rest of the series, but maybe he is.
Well, I just think that the point is like they've played better when they've gone small.
Yeah, wow.
When Randall's been more of their point, I don't know, center or something.
Yeah, but I think when he's in there, there's a defensive component that allows the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'd like to see that number with them on the floor and without like defensive rating-wise. Because I thought Gobert hurt the Warriors a little bit on Saturday.
In a good way?
No. He made his free throws.
Oh,
he was 5 for 6 from the line.
Yeah.
He had 9 points. Like, he didn't – I don't think he hurt the Timberwolves on Saturday. I thought he helped them, if anything, when he was playing. Let's go to Rahm and Arinda. Hey, Rahm, how you doing?
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Well, Matt, Daryl, happy Monday.
Same to you. I got you.
The question after game one was, does this team have enough reliable scoring? And Matt, I love the way you broke it down arithmetically. You basically said, look, out of your top two guys, and historically that's Butler and Curry, you got to get 50, and you got to get 50 from the other guys, and then you can see where you stand. Well, Curry's out, and look at the last game. You get 77 out of Butler, Hield, and Kuminga, which is unreliable in itself, and you get 20 from seven other guys. This team is just unreliably going to score. The only thing reliable about this team is they're going to live in the 90s, and that's probably going to be good enough for you to be a top 8 team in the NBA, even against a Minnesota team that I would argue is still not playing very good basketball, probably good basketball, but that's going to be good enough in this series. So I think there's a lot of prisoners of the moment today, but there's plenty of data on this team to show that this team is unreliable, and they're probably reaching their ceiling right now as being a top 8 team in the NBA.
Thanks, Rahm. Appreciate the call. I mean, think about it. Even when the Warriors were going pretty well, when after Butler came and Steph was playing, one of the things we talked about was, even with Steph Curry, I'm a little worried about their three-point shooting. Well, now they don't even have Steph.
Yeah, we said that.
Now they don't even have Steph Curry. So that's obviously gonna be an issue. 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line said Gobert was not bad in the last 5 minutes. He discourages a lot of players from driving into the lane. He certainly discouraged Jimmy Butler when he gets into the lane, because he's looking to, to try to kick it out. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Good, guys. It's been a long while. The guy kind of got my – between Randall and Edwards, say tonight, you start with 55-60. So that's what you start the game with. You got to beat 55-60 between – you got to have Butler and Kuminga beat that. Match it, and you got to help – because they're driving them right up the three-point line, even though the Warriors don't got no shooters. They're just feeding them right in. And like the gentleman said before, Minnesota's still not playing their best game. And they figure they got a free one tonight because they're going back home. So they might just play really loose and say, let's try to close this out tonight. But the other point I want to get, when Curry retires after 2 years, this is the product the Warriors are going to have. Think about all the Fairweather fans that go to the game. They have no idea they played in Oakland. They have no idea Bill King was the announcer, et cetera. I've been with them since 65. This is the product they're going to have. Draymond will be retired or playing on TNT, and this is what they're going to put out there. Most of the players in the league are either be retired, the top guys, or maxed out with this team they got like Ant-Man. So that's why I think Joe Lacob bought a women's team so people can go out and see another sport. I'm being honest about it. If you guys tell me this is the product they're going to have right now in the future after 2 years, and that's with Curry staying healthy and Draymond just, staying. I'm not trying to be depressing here, but that's what they're going to have. Enjoy the ride. I mean, I've enjoyed it since 1965.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Gary. No, it's not the time.
Yeah, we're not there.
To start thinking about.
Yeah, come on now.
What if they win tonight?
No, there we go. What we'll be doing tomorrow is, when's Curry coming? Is that game six real? I don't know how you guys feel about that. If it were to get to six, Tony, Evan, you think he's got action from what you've seen? Went through a workout, a light workout, but people are calling it pro. I hear you.
You really don't know.
I'm with you. I wouldn't risk it.
So strange from everything that we've been told and read about that he could be 100% and ready to go game six. He also might miss another week.
Is there anything to Kuminga going off and Curry not being out there?
Of course. I mean, of course. Somebody has to make up for that 25 or 30.
But his feeling of like, I'm not messing up the apple cart. You know what I mean? Like, they need me. And he's taking advantage. They need somebody that can create. I don't know. It's just a thought I had.
I mean,
because it's so Steph-centric. He's not out there. Jonathan's watching his team struggle to get offense.
The Warriors shot 34% from three against the Rockets, and they're shooting 34%. No, they shot 31% against the Rockets from three, and now they're shooting 34% against Minnesota. They're just without Steph Curry, they're daring the Warriors to beat them from the perimeter, and the Warriors aren't doing it. And why aren't they doing it? Well, who's their next best three-point shooter? Buddy Hield.
Right.
Unfortunately, Buddy can be guarded better, even though he's 4-for-8. He can be guarded better without Curry.
Perhaps.
Jimmy Butler, not a three-point shooter, although he made a couple. Draymond Green. It's clear that teams are saying, let him go. And if he can make 4 or 5, he's going to make 4 or 5. But for the most part, he's not. And then he might stop shooting him. Quentin Post, he's a great three-point shooter. But guess what? He's not. He's pretty slow. It's a slow release. And these athletes and these tall perimeter guys can close out on him. Who else? Pods. He's always been. Pods has never been a consistent three-point shooter. Moody?
Consistent. He almost shot 40 at one. I hear you.
When he's wide open. When he's wide open. When Steph's on the court. Like, all the shots are harder without Steph. And I don't know what the answer is.
They took care of the ball. Only 14 turnovers.
Yeah. Let's go to Free the People.
Free
the People in Oakland. What's up, man?
Happy Monday, gents. Tapping in with you to talk about these Warriors. I think I want to start off by saying the power of positivity is a real thing. And if you guys read books, The Power of Positivity is a great book to go out and check out. With that being said, the keys to victory tonight, I think we need 18-plus from Buddy. I need 15-plus from JK, and I have to have 10 to 12 points like Goo was saying from Draymond. Yep. It is a must. We are not winning this game if we get 2 points from Draymond again tonight. The other thing from Draymond, I need Draymond to rebound more. I don't care if he gets blocks or steals, but I need him to rebound. I just don't feel like he's really giving a real effort on the boards, and that's kind of killing me. Aside from that, Moses Moody, I was hyping him up. I was one of the guys calling you, Steiny, 4 months ago. Look at Moses Moody now. 2 months ago, look at Moses Moody now. But since the playoffs started, even versus Houston, he's just seemed extremely timid. He's not even willing to shoot when he's wide open. Like, the willingness I saw him to let it fly 2 months ago when we were leading up to going into the playoffs, he was letting it fly. He was aggressive. He was not playing with fear. Since the Houston series, he's looked soft with a capital T at the end of that thing. He just does not want it. I'm not out on him, but I just don't feel like he can contribute, and I'm totally with Steve Kerr not giving him much burn. Now, for the last thing that I'll talk about, and I hope you guys can touch on it a little bit. I've heard a little bit of it. I'm the biggest Draymond apologist you will find. I have made every excuse for why Draymond is okay and why he still matters to this team. And for the most part, I still believe most of the Kool-Aid that I've been drinking. But this might be the end of the road for him. The same way it was the end of the road for Clay, and it was difficult to see him go, this may be the same situation for Draymond. With Giannis being on the block and the potential of being able to make that move, as a Warriors fan, and as much as I love Draymond and do not want to see him go, and he's one of my all-time favorite Warriors of all time, it might be time. Jonathan Kuminga clearly is not going to get consistent minutes from Steve Kerr, and if I have to package Draymond and do a sign and trade with Kuminga in some way, shape, or form so that I can extend this run for Steph Curry, I think I'm doing it this offseason. Guys, as always, it's a pleasure to always listen to your show. Thanks for taking my call.
You're the man, time, fellas. You're the man. Free the People. Appreciate it. By the way, $9.99 on the YouTube Chat from
All in.
Glass Scratch Repair in the South Bay. The Rocket series where they got blown out in Houston, the bench came in, ate up their lead. If the starters come in gassed right away, pull the starters, play the bench, rest the starters for when Curry returns. That's from Glass Scratch Repair for $9.99. All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
I saved the day.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!